I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, more questions from the YouTube debate. But first, it's time for our weekly check-in with the Mocha Moms. We turn to them every week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. This week, when you think of sports that minority kids, especially Black and Latino kids, typically play, what comes to mind? Basketball, football, track, maybe baseball and soccer. But what happens when your children pick a sport or activity that isn't so common in the neighborhood? Something like fencing or lacrosse or gymnastics. Our Mocha Moms are here to talk more about this. I'm joined by Jolene Ivey, co-founder of the Mocha Moms and a mother of five, Davina McFarlane, a mother of three, and Velma Anderson, a mother of one. Welcome, everybody. Hi, Moms.
Hey, hi, Michelle.
Jolene, let me start with you. You shared with us an essay that your 17-year-old son, Alexander, wrote describing his experiences being out of the norm with his peer group due to his choices in sports and music. So what gave rise to that essay, and talk to me about it. What did he have to say?
Well, he was just explaining how, as a Black kid who has interests that are not stereotypically Black, and as a Black kid who does really well in school, and that's not always expected by teachers or maybe the wider community, that he feels that he's been kind of put in a different slot, and it kind of concerns him that it would be an issue.
Okay, so what is he into?
Well, he's in anime is one thing that he talked about, and he plays soccer, which is more typical maybe in the Latino community, but not as popular in the Black community. So our second son is really a big swimmer. He's got tons of ribbons and just made All-Stars for his division, and he's excited about that. But generally, there's not a big Black community who's into swimming, and but that's his thing. The next couple really like to play soccer also.
Oh, could you just clarify one thing? What's anime?
Well, it's a kind of an art form that is derived from Asian
Japanese
areas.
Animation.
Japanese animation. Okay. Japanese, well, let's just stick with sports for a minute, just because that's such a big source of acclaim. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to be said. I mean, I think some people argue that African Americans overemphasize sports anyway, or maybe it's been overemphasized for them. I mean, there are lots of ways to look at that.
Right.
But when your kids choose a sport like that, first of all, how do they get interested in it? Is it just something that happened to be available in the neighborhood? And was it something you thought about when encouraging them to pursue their sports? They say, no, it's not a lot of kids around here into that. What do you think?
No, well, I do encourage my kids to try different things just because of the whole exposure thing. I mean, I got big into golf a little while ago with my kids, kind of on purpose. I kind of looked at the future and I said, one day these kids might be executives. What do executives do? They play golf. They go on the golf course and they talk to each other and they strike up deals that other people are left out of. So to help my kids, I expose them to golf. So we go to the golf course and we hit a couple of buckets of balls or whatever. I mean, they really enjoy it. So they're having fun with it now, but I did do it on purpose as something for the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Davina, what sports do your kids play?
My kids are tennis players and swimmers. It was a very conscious choice for me to not put my kids in the traditional sports of football and baseball and basketball. Oh, absolutely. I didn't want my son to be just another Black child chasing a ball. If you're going to chase a ball, you're going to chase one that most people don't chase. So you can chase the tennis ball and you can chase the lacrosse ball.
Has your son ever expressed a desire to get into more formal basketball? Anything, because other kids are in.
One child wanted to play football, and he did last year, and he has decided that that's not for him. It was a little bit too aggressive. It wasn't the kind of atmosphere that he was used to in a sport, and he was not happy.
In other words, some of the other parents were a little extra.
Some of the parents and the coaches, too.
They just took it very seriously. Huh?
Yes, they take it very seriously. And he wasn't into that, and he wasn't ready for that. So he has decided that this fall, instead of playing football, he'd like to try lacrosse, mainly because he's very good friends with Velma's son, and he plays lacrosse. And so, okay, you know, the two of them go out there and try to fool around a little bit. But he's very interested in doing, you know, playing lacrosse as opposed to playing football. He tried it, didn't really like it.
Now that's interesting. Velma, I want to hear more about your experiences, but it's interesting that you were very conscious about this. And is that in part because you feel that African Americans are over invested in it, or and that maybe that's why these parents are so
crazy? That's absolutely why. Listen.
But, I've heard a lot about crazy tennis parents, too. I mean, you know, there are some international players whose parents have been banned from the tour because their parents are so crazy.
They're not African American.
No, they're not.
Exactly. I wanted my children to stand out. And it's hard to be a standout football player as a little black child, because guess what? Everybody's a standout football player. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to put my kid in spring football clinics and summer clinics. I'm not going to do all that in order for them to be the standout in the fall. I'm not going to do that.
That's fascinating. Velma, talk to me about your choices. So we've already heard swimming. No, lacrosse.
And gymnastics.
And gymnastics. And cello.
He's a competition-level cellist.
He's a competition-level cellist.
Yes.
Did I say that right? Cellist? Or
cellist.
Cellist. Okay,
yes.
See? You're dropping some knowledge here. I didn't know. And how did you choose those activities, or how did those activities come to be in your son's life?
On my son's part, much like Davina's experience with football, my son didn't like the fact that the rules didn't matter. Being good enough to play the position didn't matter. What mattered was being part of the system that was going to churn these kids out. And he was asked one day, as a six-year-old in a football game, to play with a dislocated hip because he was the best lineman they had. And when his hip healed, and we asked him, did he really want to play the rest of the season, because it was a choice, he said no, because no matter how good I am, they're going to put me on the line because they already know who they want to play the other positions. And he was talking about the skill positions. For my part...
So you think that his coaches are actually willing to risk injury for him to preserve other players?
I would say that a coach on his knees begging a six-year-old to walk it off constitutes some level of commitment to winning above the health and welfare of the child.
Okay.
Fortunately, I have an incredibly silent but large husband who picked the child up, stepped over the coach, possibly in his chest, and kept walking.
Well, in this area, though, it has to be said that a lot of the people involved in the sports infrastructure are also of color. So this is being perpetuated within the community. It's not like
Absolutely.
External forces doing this. I think it has
Absolutely.
To be sort of said. Well, what do you think about it's such a conundrum. I mean, on the one hand, somebody like, you know, the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, I mean, she loves football, and football is a real sort of source of, I think, social currency for her, the fact that she's as knowledgeable as she is.
And I think that's wonderful. So. And when my son owns a team, I'll be a fan of whatever team he owns. But I am into prepping him for the understanding of sports from a management, from a financial, and from an entrepreneurial perspective, not exclusively to be a gladiator in a ring waiting to figure out if the lion's going to eat him first. That's not my job as a parent.
Well, that's a whole other layer. I wonder if, how can I put this, if you ever feel you're denying them just something that will ease their, I understand what you're saying about giving them alternatives and giving them activities which will smooth their path socially in other realms, but what about keeping it real?
You know,
what about keeping it real?
I have to say that my 11-year-old is our middle child. He looked around one day and said, wait a minute. All these other black kids know how to play basketball, and we don't know how to play basketball. And he really committed himself for a period of time to just going out there and shooting around. He's never been on a team ever, but he has learned to play well enough so that he's not completely inept when it comes to that kind of thing. You know, the important thing socially is to be able to be literate about it when it comes to boys in sports. But as far as playing it, he plays well enough not to embarrass himself.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Mocha Moms, and we're talking about sports and what sports are good ones to pick for your kids to play. So basically what I'm hearing is the decision about what sport activity to get your child involved in is not a simple one if you are of color. It's not just a simple matter of going out there and running around the yard. There's a whole kind of layer of history and social dynamics involved here.
It is for me. And I don't, I don't think that by encouraging my children to play alternative sports, I'm not keeping it real.
Does it help that you have a more diverse set of role models in some of these sports now, like, you know, Venus and Serena Williams, or like Tiger Woods in golf, or there's the speed skating star, what's his name?
Apollo Ono,
mm-hmm. who are kind of diversifying some of these sports that hadn't been previously known for a minority presence. Does that help, or do you just don't care?
I think it helps. I think it definitely helps. It helps my kids feel comfortable going to play golf. They look around and other white men on the golf course will say, hey, it's little Tiger Woods. And so that gives them a feeling of belonging to the black community still, even though they're playing something that most black kids don't play.
Okay. If you have a child who has an interest in an instrument or a sport, something that you aren't as familiar with, thoughts, advice?
Well, I did a couple of things. One, almost every one of these sports has a national organization that's responsible kind of for the general way that it goes. And they're loaded to bear with DVDs. So I'm one DVD ahead of him. In addition, typically if you find the programs, as Jolene was saying, that are well established, they recognize they're getting kids from all levels of ability, and they pretty much level the playing field by teaching them. And frankly, if you put your kid in it and they make friends with any other kid, they're going to figure out how to do it, because that's pretty much, at least for my son, the way it works. Mm-hmm. He can do it, so I can do it.
Okay, that's good. Davina, thoughts?
We have the Capital Park and Planning Commission that actually has a lot of programs that are in quote-unquote alternative sports that usually don't get filled up because most kids run straight for the traditional sports. So if you're interested and your child is interested and you don't know where to start with your, Park and Planning Commission or wherever. There's always lessons, and it's really, really inexpensive usually. Just throw them out there. Let them try. It's playing a sport. It's not your job. So you don't have to be perfect. Keep that in mind when your child says, hey, I'd like to try to play tennis, and you don't know anything about it, and you know your child doesn't know, they're going to play. So let them play. They'll figure it out.
That's good. And also, that's the great thing about having kids is they make you do stuff you wouldn't even think you might want to do.
That's true.
Good advice, ladies. Thanks so much. As always, ladies, Jolene Ivey, Davina McFarland, and Velma Anderson, the Mocha Moms, they joined us here from our studios here in Washington, as they do every week. You can find out more about the Mocha Moms on our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.